Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
In the name of God, the abundantly merciful and intensely merciful, prayers be upon Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, the Imams and Mahdis. Why do most people fail to recognize the Mahdi? The Mahdi's appearance on earth is something that many Muslims have been waiting for and expecting. This is because his appearance leads to the spread of justice and equality and the elimination of injustice and tyranny. It makes us all hopeful for the time when this mission will take effect and rid the world of evil. However, the belief that this will occur in a day without any precursors or signs that signal the closeness of his appearance is just like a son who becomes lost and doesn't even know his father's whereabouts. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "They requested the Mahdi in a way where he will never be reached, yet he was available for them to reach him." When it comes to hope and expectations, the majority of humans love to experience the joy or thrill of what is to come, but they set up their own preferences so that things happen as they want, not as God wants. Not only that, but sometimes their emotions paint a simplistic and childish picture of how the Mahdi's appearance occurs, irrational and remote from any sense of reality. An example of this simplistic understanding of the religious accounts is when some people depict the Dajjal to be a person, even though the pace of his donkey is extremely long and the span between the ears of the donkey is 40 arms length or even 70 in some accounts. Although he has a mountain of food and a mountain of fire, as mentioned in the counts, how is it that a donkey's ear has a length of 30 arms, or that the distance between his ears is 40 arms length? What about the mountain of fire and the mountain of food? Does the intellect or the average person accept this hadith as it is and accept that it does not contain symbolism? Because of their naive interpretations of the hadiths, they cause people to live in an imaginary, an illusory world that is far from reality. For example, according to the understanding of these naive people regarding the religious accounts, the companions of the Mahdi will be found missing from their beds and will all be gathered in Mecca just like that, without anything happening prior to it, as if it is a cartoon for little children. It will happen just like that, without ideological preparation and without the Mahdi arming them with knowledge. In this way, they depict for the people that in one night, the companions of the Mahdi will fly in the air and find themselves in the Kaaba, and with only the Mahdi and the 313 companions beside him. They will find themselves in Mecca, surrounded by hundreds of thousands of Wahhabis. This interpretation is one that approaches foolishness. In this way, they stupefy the people and hold them back from supporting the Mahdi under this pretext. He and his 313 companions will appear in Mecca and become victorious, wait for his appearance and victory, and don't do anything. Alright, how will he be victorious over hundreds of thousands of Wahhabis when they fight him in Mecca? How will he take control of Hijaz? Will he do this with only a few hundred supporters or with compelling miracles? If it were simply an issue of compelling miracles and destroying people, then there would be no need for the Mahdi, and God Almighty himself would destroy the people, defeat them through miracles, and make them believe by force, and it would be over. This naive understanding of the ideological issues shows the foolishness of whoever adopts these ideas and how little they understand.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.